Well, I stand before you, not today just as a TD, but as someone who is directly affected with us. This is a government-created situation because of lack of checks on quarries. If this had been done properly, we would not be facing this situation. I speak to you with the anger of a father watching my own home crumble. I speak with frustration of the people who contact me every single day. And they cannot take one more sleepless night worrying whether the bison slab over the top of their head is coming down and their kids could be injured or killed. This is happening every single day we are contacted. I will acknowledge there is small progress in this, the bill, but I can't pretend that it's near enough. Progress is limited. Some families will now finally receive the retrospective payment, and I recognise this, that it is needed. But let's be honest, it's a drop in the ocean of what we need. The amendment bill does not fix the scheme. It does not address the most dangerous failures. It does not protect the most vulnerable. It doesn't stop the trauma. It doesn't stop the injustice. A few administrative tweaks cannot disguise the fact that the scheme is fundamentally broken. The state allowed defective material to enter the market, and the families now are paying the price. Applications are not progress, they are evidence of a crisis. The government boasts about 3,000 applications as this were proof of success, but proof it is not. People are afraid to apply to the scheme because they can simply not afford it. Their homes are falling apart, they're terrified because they're currently out of options. Applications do not equal safe homes, applications do not equal structural repairs, and applications do not equal justice. And the truth is, the scheme is dysfunctional, and even those who are accepted onto it are stuck with hundreds of thousands of euros of debt. The reality on the ground is unsafe homes and unsafe lives. Hundreds of families live in homes where the external leaf has already collapsed. They are told, unbelievably, that this is safe. They sleep under the bison slabs, like I said before, and watch as the cracks appear bigger and the wall that was once there is now powder.